Cabin.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Be here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time to be answering all your gardening questions. This time we have Ken Kukurowski from Bayer Advanced on the line with us. He's going to be giving us some information. We're going to be talking about some grubs, woolly adelgid, and the emerald ash borer, giving some information about what we should be doing. Is this the time of year we should be doing this? What should we be working on? That type of thing. So Ken is on here. Welcome to the Garden Club today, Ken. How are you this morning?
Patrick, I am great this morning. I'm glad to join you, and I hope everybody else in your part of New England is doing good this time now also.
Excellent. We're doing pretty good. It's nice and cool. It'll start to get warm next week. It's summer again, I think. I think it's going to be summer. You know, maybe this is the Indian summer part, and we're going to get fall right after it. You never know.
Well, one of the things that we can't be fooled about is whether it feels like summer or it feels like fall. When it comes to insects, they're cued in to know what to do at the right time of the year. And we're now getting into the time of the year where, and as you mentioned a moment ago, you want to talk about adelgids. We're getting into the time of the year right now where the female hemlock woolly adelgid will find herself a nesting site on eastern hemlock trees and settle down on the end of a branch, and we all can determine what that looks like, because it looks like a little Q-tip on the end of your green hemlock branch. Just settle down there, do a little bit of feeding, which is a problem for hemlocks, but probably the bigger problem is that's where she'll deposit her egg sac that will mature and germinate and spread from that point. And so making an application of the appropriate insecticide to control this female is very important to control the feeding she does and keep it from harming your tree, and so, reducing the next generation of adelgids that will spread throughout that tree and blow to other trees nearby. This is the right time to do it. This is the perfect time to do it. When we talk about fall applications, we're really not talking about when the trees change color. We're talking about making an application in the late part of the summer while trees are still operating properly. The nutrients that are moving on the phloem are moving down. The water is moving up the xylem, up the tree, and everything is still growing properly. So that when you make an application of something like tree and shrub, which is a drench treatment, you don't spray it. You let the roots and the conductive tissue of the plant move the chemical up throughout the tree, up to the branches where the female is feeding, and control her there without you having to make any spraying. Worry about overspraying, worrying about spraying your neighbor's yard, worrying about back spray coming back on you, etc. So this is the time of the year to control hemlock woolly adelgid on your eastern hemlocks.
Yeah, it's definitely the best time. I try to explain to my customers all the time that this is the time of year to be doing it. I mean, everybody comes in the spring when they see that, as you described it, like a Q-tip on the end of the hemlocks. And they're all nervous. What's going on? What's happening here? What do I do? And it's kind of hard to explain to somebody, well, At this time of the year, you can do a little bit, but we really should be thinking towards the end of August to be putting this tree and shrub solution into the hemlock to allow it to protect it, since it does protect it for up to 12 months.
Yep.
You know, and this is the time we want to be doing it when, you know, the mother is laying her eggs and feeding at this time. But like you said, it's perfect time of year to be doing this.
Yeah, it really is a good 1-2 punch because you control the female who's feeding, and we've seen the damage. You know, you can see thinning needles, you can see chlorotic yellowing needles on hemlocks, you can see the tree becoming less thrifty and going downhill, and let's not joke about it. Hemlock woolly adelgid will kill your hemlock tree. It's not just going to make it look sick for a couple of years and then everything's going to rebound. We've gone through bouts of situations where gypsy moth has come in and defoliated the trees, and then you know the gypsy moth is gone for a few years. This is a pest that will come in and will damage your tree and kill it. And taking measures to control this pest so that you can maintain your hemlocks. Whatever you're using them for in your yard, this is what you need to do to control this pest.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people in my area, at least, use hemlocks as a hedge. Now,
yeah.
If you were to think that it gets the woolly adelgid, and you know, you sit there and you say, "Oh, it's just going to go away," kind of like you described with the gypsy moth. Well, you know, what's also going to go away is your privacy, because the hemlock is going to take a turn for the worst. You're going to have a lot of dead growth in there, and slowly it'll kill the tree. And so by doing this, you're really protecting your tree and your future.
This is the whole purpose of this tree and shrub. You know, we joke with our marketing group, puts out advertisements that say, you know, we don't want to just control trees. We don't want to control the pests. We just like to help trees grow healthy. There's a lot of truth in that too, because that's exactly what this does. It is something that permits the tree to grow properly. And what you have in New England is a great hedge tree in shadier areas. I would love to have that kind of a shady hedge tree here where I live in North Carolina, because it's green all year long, too. So
yeah,
you're lucky.
Definitely is.
Take care of it.
You definitely are lucky up here to be using the hemlocks for the hedges and that type of thing. Now, while we're on the topic of the tree and shrub, I had mentioned that we were going to be talking about the emerald ash borer. Now, as that's another product, the tree and shrub is another one we can use for this emerald ash borer?
Yes, it is. And again, it's a drench treatment, and the tree itself, the root system, the cambium system, which is the combination of the xylem that moves the water up and the phloem that moves the nutrient down, that's the part of the tree that picks up the chemical and moves it throughout the tree. Now, the news about emerald ash borer, and you know, your dad and I have been talking about this for a couple years now, but the news on emerald ash borer is probably getting worse before it gets better. Since the last time your dad and I spoke about this, it is a pest that has been detected in New Hampshire, Virginia, North Carolina, and just last week it was detected in Georgia. So it is spreading. It's not just a Midwest U.S. pest. It is spreading. And it's, again, like we talked about for the hemlock woolly adelgid, it's not a pest that just aesthetically hurts the ash tree. It kills it. In 3 to 5 years, this particular pest will kill your ash tree dead. You know, the adults emerge in the summertime. They do a little bit of nibbling on the leaves. They mate. The female lays eggs in the crevices in the bark. The eggs hatch. The grub, the larvae bore into the tree and start feeding in this cambium area, this area where the phloem and the xylem are. And the problem is that when you get enough of these larvae feeding, it actually girdles the tree. It prevents the xylem from working, from the water to move up the tree, and the phloem from working, moving nutrients down the tree. When you girdle the tree, you kill it. And there's no other way of saying it other than, you know, to be real blunt about it. leaf thinning on the tree. You'll see a tree that is less robust in the leaves. You will see water shoots, or some the foresters call it epicormic shoots, coming up from the ground on ash trees that don't ordinarily have that. And that's a telltale sign that you've got emerald ash borer in that tree, and that's what you'll see before it dies. When you get about 50% thinning of the leaves, you're on the fence. Anything more than about 50%, and no matter what measure, whatever chemical you use, will probably not get that tree to recover. There'll be too much girdling inside the under the bark on the main branches, the main trunk of the tree, to have that tree recover. Less than 50%, and you can use tree and shrub to probably get the tree to recover.
Excellent. It's more of a preventative type thing, and making sure you're not getting to that area where, you know, it's the point of no return.
Right.
Stick with us until after the commercial break. We want to talk about those grubs that are out there that are just taking over the lawns and areas, and just they're a nuisance. They're bringing all the skunks.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray. 22 years ago, a small Canadian company called Environmental Factor decided to protect the earth one lawn at a time. Their research team tested hundreds of new materials and organic products to make your home safe for your family and pets, but gentle on the environment. GrubBuster will give you a lawn and garden free of Japanese beetle grubs, fleas, and cutworms without chemicals. GrubBuster is beneficial nematodes, Mother Nature's natural defense system that works. That's GrubBuster.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're being joined by Ken Kukurowski from Bayer Advanced. And before the break, I was starting to talk about what we're the next thing that I'm pretty excited about. I love this product. A 24-hour grub killer plus from Bayer Advanced. It's Dilox is the main ingredient there. And I get a lot of people coming into the nursery and they're saying, I have skunks all over my lawn digging up. And they want to repel the skunks. Well, it's not really the skunks that you should be worried about at that point. There's something else there, and that's what's bringing it to them. So, Ken, what can we be doing here?
Well, skunks are looking for food. And when the grubs get big enough, they'll feed on the grubs. And it's not just skunks all the time, too. It's raccoons and other four-legged critters. And the damage that they do, besides digging up the skunks, is that they pretty much rototill your lawn and mess it up and force you to have to go in and redo your whole lawn. It's a lot of work to do that. And if you were just to make an application of a preventative grub control in the middle of the year, which was a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, you wouldn't have the problem. But if you forget, and that happens, my wife reminds me from time to time that I forget things to do, you can come back with this product, 24-hour grub control, make this application to your lawn, and it will control the grubs that are in your lawn at that time. It only lasts in the lawn for about 3 to 5 days. You have to apply it, you have to water it in, and it gets into the soil and controls all the grubs that are there. The reason we don't recommend to homeowners to use it in June and July is because you have a wide variety of different grub species that lay eggs at different times and develop at different times. They all come together now in September and grow up into full-size grubs that overwinter in the wintertime. And if you haven't done anything to control them preventatively, now is the time to control all the different species by this contact, or as we entomologists would say, by this curative method. This method of just taking them out by contact right now. And again, like I mentioned, it works on all the different species of grubs. Japanese beetles are maybe still the predominant species we have on the eastern side of the country. She, the female, can live up to 8 weeks, have multiple clutches of eggs. So even though you might see Japanese beetles out during the day, you can probably have her laying eggs in your lawn more than once. And so, again, preventative control in the summertime is good, but now we're getting into a time when curative control is about the only thing you have, or you're going to have to deal with renovating your whole lawn as these as raccoons and the skunks start feeding on the grubs.
Yeah, you definitely, this time of year, you bring in the heavy hitter to take care of everything, you know. Unless you're really looking to get your yard rototilled by those skunks and raccoons and whatnot, you know, and you don't really want to do the work. You know, if you don't really want to do the work, you want to have them do that for you, you know, leave it be. But definitely a lot of people, you know, take a lot of care to their lawn and that type of thing. So I know this is definitely something to be putting down. You know,
I recognize your sarcasm, Patrick.
Oh, no sarcasm here.
This has been a goofy year in that we've got an optimum amount of rain. So usually when we start getting into the dog days of summer, you can usually pick out grub problems in your lawn because there's a brown spot. But now that we've had so much rain all throughout the eastern side of the country, the grass can compensate for that. The grubs are still there. The grubs are still feeding. And the skunks and the raccoons are still going to go looking for their food when they get big enough. And that's why it may not be brown spots we're looking for this year. It may just be remembering if you did something about grubs and then now doing something about it.
And definitely, you know, the preventative product is the way to go. But if you can't, you know, do that, Dilox here is the best way. Ken, thank you as always for joining us. It seems like every time I do the show for my father, you and I get to talk. So
problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we talked with Ken Kukurowski from Bayer Advanced. We were talking about Dilox. I said it's my favorite time of year for this product. I love Dilox. It's a great product. One of the things I wanted to add was it not only takes care of the grubs, but it'll take care of ticks as well. That is something that, you know, we've had issues with in New England, is the ticks. Lyme disease has become so prevalent out there that getting rid of some of these ticks before they get onto your children or your pets or into your house and your lawn, that type of thing, is the way to go. But that is something else that this product does. It does take care of the grubs. And Ken did mention, you know, all the different types of grubs. I think a lot of people out there just think grub, they think of one style, but there are so many different types of grubs out there that is why this is the time of year to be doing it. You want to use the preventative, you know, a lot of people use them end of May, beginning of June, middle of June, end of June, that type of thing. to prevent for a good amount of time. You can actually still be using some of those preventative at this time of year. You can be using an imidacloprid, which is an active ingredient that you can be putting into the lawn because of the grubs are feeding. But if you're looking just to get rid of them, you got skunks, you got raccoons, they're roadkill in your lawn, that type of thing, you definitely want to be using this product. It's a great product. Like Ken said, you know, it's 24-hour acting, so it's in the soil for 24 hours doing what it does, but it's about 3 to 5 days, and then it's gone. So, you know, it's a lot of times people are concerned they're going to be using a product like this. You know, they have pets, that they have children that are playing out there. But, you know, let's take it there. Kids are going back to school in about 2 weeks, week and a half. I've heard some, you know, the 27th, 28th of August, you know, if you want to wait another week and do it about the time they go to school when they're not going to be out in the yard, they're going to be at school for a time, that maybe might be the time to be using it. So, you know, it's a great little product there. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go back to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dorothy from Union, Maine with a question about tomatoes.
Dorothy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. We were away for a couple of days, and we noticed that one of our four tomato plants, which were on the deck in the huge pots, was completely stripped of leaves. And on closer looking at it, my husband took a look, and he told me to come out and take a look quick. And there was this worm on it that was probably about 3.5 inches long and about 1/2 inch in diameter, and kind of a lime green color, and on the other side of it was white spots with black dots in the white spots. The only thing that I could think of that it might be was the lava stage of the lunar moth, which we have here. And I was wondering if you had ever seen such a critter and with such appetite. What?
You actually have a tomato hornworm.
Oh.
What they will do is they will strip the leaves on them. They come out around this time of year. They almost look prehistoric or something along those lines because they're so big and they have like two little horns coming out of the front of them.
Yes.
That, you know, you're looking at them, you're like, that can't be right. This is like something from like the dinosaurs coming out here. But it really, it does feed on them. It is something you want to take care of right away.
Yes.
Because if you can't get those bugs, those caterpillars out of there, it will go to the next tomato.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go to the next plant after that. It's one of those things where, you know, you're paying attention to the tomatoes, but you're not sitting there watching them all day long. You have, you know, a few other things to do during your day, but you know, it'll all of a sudden the whole plant's gone and you're like, what just happened? And then you see this little guy, he's just, you know, slinking along all happy and giant because he's full of the leaves that from the tomato plant.
That's right.
This is something where, you know, you look on the plants, you can see them small. They'll start small, but then they'll go bigger as they feed. You want to eradicate those and kill them. You can use 8 from Bonide.
Mm-hmm.
That is a product to spray on them. The one thing about 8 is you look on the back of the product. It has like a little booklet. It gives you some information. It'll actually tell you how many days you can spray this before harvest.
Yes.
So, I mean, it is a chemical, but it is safe to use on them. You could use the granular form prior to this. It's a little late for that, so that's why you want to use the liquid form.
Yes.
It'll suffocate them and get rid of them off of the tomatoes. But usually it'll say, like, harvest. It'll say, you know, days to harvest. And I think tomatoes, it's like 5 to 7 days that you can spray this before harvest.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously when you pick fruit anyways, you're going to wash it when you bring it inside. So, you know, just wait the days. But this prehistoric caterpillar, if you will, is a nuisance. It's not something that's going to turn into a beautiful, you know, moth or butterfly. This is something that is put here to feed on tomatoes, make them look like there's nothing there, and just like the stem of a plant. So you definitely want to work on them.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
And we thank you for the phone call, Dorothy. Like I said, it's It usually happens like overnight, and all of a sudden, boom, it's gone. It's it's a caterpillar that, you know, it's big. When it's been feeding, it gets big. So it's pretty crazy. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until 10 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time, to be helping you out. And my father will be back next week. He's coming home Tuesday from Alaska. He's been enjoying himself out there. I know they were on a cruise up until, I want to say, Thursday or Friday. They were on the cruise. I think it was Thursday, actually. And then they're going around to all the different national parks and enjoying themselves with a group of listeners. I talked to them the other day. They're having a great time. He almost doesn't want to come back, but he misses the listeners too much. So he'll definitely be back on Sunday of next week. So you can either give him a call or you can give me a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll try to do everything we can to help you out. As Ken was saying about the tree and shrub for the woolly adelgid and the emerald ash borer, I said to him, you know, this is something I've been talking about with my customers for, you know, multiple years now. When they come into the nursery, it's usually around April-ish, May, and they got these Q-tip looking things on their hemlocks, and they're wondering, what happened? What's going on? You know, what do I do? What do I do? You know, that type of thing. And it's really preventative, like Ken was talking about, and it's perfect. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, let's get back to the phones. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Alan from New Hampshire with a question about grubs.
Alan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning. I was just listening to the show about the grub control product. And the question I have is, obviously, you use it on lawns. I've got a real bad Japanese beetle problem. Can that also be used in the garden to further eradicate the grubs?
This one, I would have to double-check the package. I don't believe so, but there is a product that is safe for the garden out there. It's an ortho product. It's a Bug Be Gone. It's in an orange package. It's a granular form, and it'll actually tell you right on there, safe to use in vegetable gardens and into the gardens. If you're using just a regular garden, you know, with, you know, hydrangeas and, you know, hollies and that type of thing, I don't see a problem with putting it in there. It's when you get into, you know, a vegetable garden on something that you're going to be eating.
Right.
That's where I'd worry. But like I said, there's an ortho product. I want to say it's a Bug Be Gone Max. It's an orange package. It's a bright orange with yellow, with a yellow center. And
right.
That actually, right on the back, it'll tell you that it's safe to use in gardens. That is something to use. But you just want to be sure, especially if it's like a vegetable garden. Any other types of gardens, Dilox all the way.
Okay. The other question is, obviously, I would think that the grubs are predominantly in lawns because they're feeding on the roots, but is it effective on the, I mean, does it make sense to do it in the garden also?
Well, if they're you know, a lot of times you'll see the grubs in the garden if it's attached to the lawn or it's connected to the lawn in some sort of way.
Okay.
What they'll do is grubs will move to try to get food, and they will work into, you know, a garden. Like my parents' garden here, I'm up in Maine at their house doing the show, and it's in the center of a lawn area. Is where the, you know, they have a pretty big garden. It's 20 by 80 or 20 by almost 100, I want to say. It's huge.
Right.
But you'll see some grubs come into the sides because the lawn is on both sides of it.
Right.
A lot of times that's what you'll see. But by using the Dilox, this 24-hour advance in the lawn, it will kill most of the grubs. It'll kill all the grubs that are in there that are at, you know, that are active. So it's going to get stay in the system in the soil for a couple of days. So those ones that are close to it might actually venture into the soil because they're seeing that, you know, there's room for them to go. So
okay.
That's the type of thing. So it can't hurt you.
Okay, great. All right, appreciate the response and have a good day.
Thank you, Alan. We appreciate the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I think one of the reasons why I get so happy about grubs is it reminds me of when I was about 7 or 8 years old, when my father was still driving into Boston to do the radio show. I remember going into the radio show with him. We used to go try and keep him awake, but we would, on the way down, but we would always fall asleep on the way to there because he was getting up at, dark 30 there. But I just remember going in. He had a producer that at that point they would put up the callers on the on a screen. And just we had multiple calls about grubs. It was this time of year, and he was just, all you saw on the screen was grubs exclamation point, grubs exclamation point, that type of thing. It just always reminds me of going to the radio station with my father. So every time I hear grubs, all I think about is, grubs in all capital letters with an exclamation point. And, it gets me excited because it reminds me of when I was a kid and watching my father do the show, that type of thing. So it's a little trip down memory lane there. But that's why I get so excited about grubs. It's not that they're a great pest out there or anything along those lines. It just reminds me of when I was a kid. So, a little tidbit there. But the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. While we're talking about grubs, there is other products out there that we could be using this fall. the Milky Spore, which is the only organic grub control right now that, does control grubs, is something that you're going to be needing to put down two times in the year, once in the spring, once in the fall, for a couple years to build up the spores in the system. So we're almost at that time again for the milky spore to be put into the soil. So, we might be talking about the grubs now with the Dilox and the killer, but this is something you want to do soon. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it seems like we've been getting a few calls today about a few different things. A lot of them involve fertilizing, and others involve just getting rid of pests. That type of thing. It's that time of year. When we were talking with Ken about 45 minutes ago, he was saying, you know, the weather might be a little off right at this time, but the insects are keyed in to when it is and when they're going to be doing their thing. You know, they got that internal clock saying, all right, this is the time we're going to be doing this. This is where we're going to be doing this. So it's, you know, usually about this time that the grubs are coming out. The other insects are feeding in the lawn. You know, it's the thing. Those are something that we can really count on every year about the same time, whereas if you know, funguses and diseases along those lines. Some of them you can really figure, all right, this is the time of year it's going to be, etc. But some of them are based on the weather, that type of thing. One of the things that, you know, seems to always get diseases are roses. There are a lot of disease-susceptible plants out there at this time. But rose care is something to really be taking care of right around now. This is something where, you know, for the past couple, you know, maybe month and a half, you've started to see the black spot on the roses or a little bit of yellowing with some black spot. And one of the products there is the all-in-one or the rose and flower. If that's a systemic as well. So that way you're not spraying it all over the roses. You're going right into the soil. It's a very good product to be using. A lot of times it'll last for six weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. It also has a fertilizer in it as well. So it's you know, it really gives it a little bit something back. It has a heavy middle number, which will help with the blooms. But that is a great product. That is something you can be doing, you know, be doing all through the summer. This time of year might be another time to be doing it. Really just check out your roses, see what's going on with them, and be going from there. So that is something that you want to take care of as well, you know, this time of year. You know, it's something that's inevitable with a lot of different roses, like the hybrid tea roses, the different non-patent and patented roses. You know, you are going to see some of the black spot on them. So that is something you're going to want to worry about and take care of. That's something we know is going to happen. Just like the insects, it's going to happen about the same time of year, every year. You know, if you don't take care of it, it's just going to get worse and worse. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's get a call in right before the 8 o'clock hour here.
Next up, we've got Cynthia from Maine with a question about dogwoods.
Cynthia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I have a baby dogwood, and I'm wondering how I can protect it over the winter. It really isn't close to my house. It's about 8 to 10 inches tall now.
Okay.
It's still tall enough. I should put something over the top of it, perhaps.
Yeah, do you have, is it the shrub form of dogwood? Is it like the variegated ivory halo? Is it just the red twig dogwood? Is it that type?
I think it's the first one you mentioned, perhaps.
Okay.
It was a trailer that was dug up from another tree. I thought it was just the regular dogwood.
Okay. Well, that's something that you can put something over the top of, you know, towards the end of the year. You don't want to put it, you know, too early. You don't want to create an area where it's just almost going to create like a different climate under there. So it's something you want to use in like November. I've seen out there they sell it's like a teepee that you can put over them. A lot of people use them like as a rose guard. It's just a heavy duty cardboard that has like a wax coating over it. You can put that over it. The plant will actually grow through the top at that time, you know, get some snow in there. But with the dogwood, and a lot of different plants that you plant by, you know, foundation or in the yard, snow actually insulates them and will help protect them for the winter. So snow isn't a bad thing. If you're really worried about it, you can definitely use something like a rose guard, or you can use that burlap like teepee.
I was just afraid they would crush it.
No, it shouldn't, unless, you know, you said it's not near the house, so it should be all right. But unless we're getting, you know, the heavy, heavy snow all the time, you should be okay. But, you know, precautionary items like that could help you out. And we thank you for the phone call, Cynthia. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.